This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Congressman Jordan, let's talk about dive into a couple of those things. How do you feel about the tariffs, the stiff tariffs the President-elect Trump says companies that employ people overseas and make some of their products overseas should have to pay to the tune of like 35%?
Allison, look, we're going to make deals that are best for America, just like the president-elect has talked about. I'm much more concerned about not where there may be some perceived differences between us and the president-elect. I'm much more concerned about all those areas where we agree, all those things the American people sent us here to do, that this town has a way, the establishment in this town has a way of taking those things, what we are supposed to do, that they sent us here to do, and watering those down and not getting accomplished what they sent us to accomplish. I'm much more concerned about those areas than maybe some of the perceived differences in how this all may shake out in the end. That's what we need to focus on. Our job is real simple. Do what the voters sent us here to do. Fix the border, secure the border, get rid of Obamacare, make sure we have work requirements for able-bodied people in the welfare system, get rid of this tax code, put in a tax code that's conducive to economic growth. I'm much more focused on those things and making sure this town doesn't water those things down than I am some of the things that you all want to talk about.
I understand, but some of these things are big deals, and some of these things you were sent to deal with. For instance, the national debt. So House Freedom Caucus obviously thinks that that's a big deal. You guys are
It is a big deal.
Right. You're opposed to increasing
$20 trillion.
Indeed. I mean, you're opposed to increasing the debt. And then there are all of these different tax policy centers that have said that Mr. Trump's plans will increase the debt. I'll just pull up some for you. Tax policy center says that he would increase the debt by $7.2 trillion over a decade. Go ahead, Congressman.
Yeah, Allison, and this is the first president, President Obama, the first president since World War II, not to have at least 1 year of 3% growth or higher. Not one single year.
It's just gone up.
The tax code is going to give us
economic
growth.
You know that it's just gone up right now, the new numbers, right? That after 8 years of digging out, the growth has just now buoyed
back up. Yeah, because they know Republicans coming to the White House. That's what's coming. So it took him 8 years to get there. Maybe some of it has to do with the fact that they know there's a new president coming to the White House who's going to get rid of this ridiculous tax code, who's going to put in place policies that are conducive to economic growth so we're not stumbling along like we have been for the last 8 years.
So you
got to take credit wherever you can, right? We've got the president-elect coming in. Things are looking good. And, President Obama is going to take as much credit, and liberals are going to try to claim some sort of connection and, credit for that. What do you think, huh? You just, I know. We're talking lots of money here. And, and the thing is, especially, this is the nature of the debate, is that you can always play devil's advocate and you can run the other side. But, of course, what Trump is counting on and Republicans are counting on is that with the increased productivity, it's going to help, fund some of this deficit. That it will balance it out in much the same way it did with Reagan. But they can't seem to understand that because they just want to be argumentative.
Well, I've always kind of had a rule. Anybody that tells me that I should trust them, I tend not to trust. All right?
Why are you asking me to trust you then?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody that tells me how much they win, I tend to think is a loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean... Only losers tell you how often they win.
Right. Yeah, the winners just go about winning. They don't have time to think about, the statistics necessarily. No, I understand. I appreciate the perspective.
Well, a winner will tell you more about a loss than he will about a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The winning is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Loss is what, that's different.
Yeah, what did I learn from it? What could I have done different so I don't have to talk about losing? But yeah, because that's what's in our nature. We seem to want to be more self-critical and concerned about the shortcomings than we do the successes. That's the way it works. Well, the conversation will continue. What are your thoughts? Let me know. B. Martinez Live. This is me, Bill Martinez, at just about 5 after.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, we're back with the American 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is December the 7th, the day that marks the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And we have with us historian Christopher Kelly, an author. You know, the United States, Christopher Kelly states, and he is the... you know, said in previous interviews that we've had him here on the show, has either invaded, fought in, or had a military presence in 191 of the 194 recognized by the United Nations. The only countries we haven't been militarily involved with are Andorra, Bhutan, and Liechtenstein. Now, I don't put that out there just so that for those of you who like to check things off your checklist, think that we need to invade those countries, okay? But we've got Christopher Kelly here with us, so let's bring him on. Christopher, how you doing?
Bill, great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here. Of course, you're the son of a Korean War veteran, the descendant of Stephen Von. Now let me not butcher this name too bad. Renslauer, is that right?
Renslauer, yes.
Renslauer, yeah. The leader of the disastrous invasion of Canada during the War of 1812. You're the past chairman of the Kyron Corporation, now Kyron Hagel, and the former director of Kelly Television Company and Kelly Broadcasting. Your co-author, Stuart Laycock, is a British historian and author as well. So you've guys been able to team up and write one of the books, All the Countries We've Invaded, which covers British military history. But today we want to talk about the 75th anniversary, of course, of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Sure. Well, I think 75 years ago today was really an event that changed the world fundamentally in so many ways. I mean, it was the end of American isolationism with America First, and the Lindbergh movement was really pretty much completely discredited after the attack. And the country was united in a way that maybe it has never been before or has been since, with a purpose to win the war as quickly as possible.
Well, Christopher, you know, like you said, the United States after World War I was determined. You know, they went along with the headline. It was the war to end all wars, World War I. So why not be an isolationist? Why not just stay out of it? But the world basically came knocking on America's door saying, look, we need your leadership. Wasn't that part of it?
There is, you know, really, it's very understandable and human to see why there was the lure of isolationism. I mean, after you had the carnage of World War One, as you say, it was a war to end all wars, and of course it didn't work out that way. And you had this tradition in America with George Washington of no entangling alliances. And we didn't want to get involved in other people's wars, understandably. But then is this, you know, with this event, it came knocking at our door, and with the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor, which was really very much unexpected. I mean, the perception was that Pearl Harbor was invincible, that the Japanese would never attack. Frank Knox, the Secretary of the Navy, said that any war against Japan 3 months. So there was a kind of a serious kind of underestimation of the Japanese abilities at that time.
And America's arrogance too, right? Wouldn't you say? I mean, somewhat similar to the way we are today. I mean, who's going to attack America, right?
Also, we kind of had our eye off the ball. I mean, when people ask this time of year about the conspiracy question, and I don't think there was a FDR knew in advance of the attack. I think he had a general idea that yes, there were certainly trouble was brewing, but I don't think he had specific and actionable intelligence beforehand. But I think if you ask the question, is like, did he maneuver us into war? Well, in a sense, he did. He tried to maneuver America into a war against the Nazis. And we were fighting this kind of undeclared war in the Atlantic against German submarines. And we were trying to bring over lots of war material to the British and to the Soviets prior to Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. So the war that he expected was the war with Germany. And instead, the war that he got was something completely different.
Well, how does Roosevelt kind of escape scrutiny, though? I mean, is it just because the Oval Office seems to be immune from this kind of situation? Because or they're happy to accept, Admiral Kimmel and General Short as the scapegoats to what happened. I mean, after all, I mean, he's the leader. He's the president of the United States. How could he not possibly know?
Well, it was a little bit like, you think of it like a boxer. I mean, it's like two boxers that are, shadow boxing in the ring with a sparring partner. And then all of a sudden, and that's kind of what was going on in the North Atlantic. And then all of a sudden, somebody from left field, cold cocks you from the side. That was, in a way, what it felt like. I mean, ultimately, of course, you're right that the president has responsibility for the defense of the country, and clearly Pearl Harbor was a cock-up. I mean, that you had almost 3,000 people killed in a single day. You had the destruction of a good chunk of the U.S. Navy. I mean, visitors today see the Arizona Memorial, which, leaks a little drops of it. They call it the tears of the Arizona. The oil from the ship filters up, several drops, every day, even now, 75 exactly. years later. So.
Right. Yeah, it is amazing. But, again, not to hammer the point so much, but I would think that, it just seems that the president at the time, I mean, except for the big, rousing speech, about the day that we'll live in infamy and announcing our engagement in World War II, you think, wow, where was the president leading up to this? I mean, there just seems to be an absence of his presence up until that day.
Right. I think he was very much distracted and focused on the war, the potential war with Germany. There were American ships, destroyers that were being actually sunk by German U-boats in the Atlantic. And that's where he saw this thing coming from. And what the Japanese did is they were very clever. I mean, they did radio silence, when the carrier fleet came over from Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. And so the signals that intelligence that they received was very kind of sketchy, and it was not, precise. I mean, there were indications and there were warnings of war, but there wasn't, I wouldn't say that there was, actionable intelligence. And FDR, he had been previously the Secretary of the Navy earlier on. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he loved the Navy as an institution. So I don't think that, the charges that he was, that he knew in advance and didn't do anything, I think are more or less libelous and without.
Yeah, I think they're far-fetched to say that he knew. I mean, then you start putting a tinfoil hat on your head, and you're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm suggesting that, here he is, our leader, the commander in chief. How could you not have an idea? I mean, just in terms of diplomatic relations, what had happened leading up to, conversations with Japan. Are you so focused in Europe? And I can appreciate what was going on. I mean, after all, he had a lot of conversations going on with Churchill at the time, the focus being, Europe, that he could, this surprise attack was a surprise attack in many ways, as to what happened 75 years ago, no doubt. Well, our conversation with Christopher Kelly continues. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking December the 7th, marking the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Christopher Kelly continues. He's a classicist, I guess you could say, historian who specializes in the Roman Empire, classical tradition, also the son of a Korean vet. And we're talking the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, December the 7th, a day that will live in infamy. Christopher, I say not only a day, but an era as well, because December 7th, as we know, marked so many events and a trajectory that this country, I say, is still affected by.
I mean, I think that, I mean, it launched us into World War II, of course, but it ended isolationism for, you know, for better or worse. America became engaged with the rest of the world, led directly to, you know, the NATO alliance, to alliances with Japan, who are you know, previous enemy, and others, which, you know, persist to this day.
Exactly. Well, we definitely have come a long way since that December 7th attack. Interesting enough, as we were talking about off the air, that Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said this week that he will visit Pearl Harbor. And amazing to think that he will become the first sitting Japanese leader to go to the site of Japan's attack 75 years ago that pulled a stunned United States into World War II, right?
That's right. I think it is an amazing, you know, piece of news that Abe is going to be visiting Pearl Harbor, the first time ever, as you indicated. I believe that Obama will be visiting at the same time. And, of course, this is on the heels of Obama's visit to Hiroshima earlier this year as well.
Exactly.
So you have this kind of reconciliation, but you had this, I mean, the Pacific War, War in the Pacific was a really brutal war in many ways, and a very hard fought, war, you know, ending of course with the atomic bombs with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And you know, you had Admiral Yamamoto, who was the architect of the Pearl Harbor attack. And one of kind of the ironies of history is that, Yamamoto and FDR were both, graduates of Harvard University, and that later on, FDR actually kind of personally ordered the assassination of Admiral Yamamoto when they were, and you're talking about actionable intelligence, when they did have actionable intelligence as to when Yamamoto would be in the air, and he was intercepted by American planes and shot down. So you have one Harvard alumni killing another in the course of World War II.
And as you say, we definitely have come a long way. I mean, also this week, we received an announcement that a Japanese businessman is investing $50 billion, is what he said to the president-elect Donald Trump just the other day. So we definitely have come a long way, haven't we?
Yes, with SoftBank. I mean, it's, you know, kind of maybe time for this reconciliation, time for this visit, and it's great to see that Abe is welcome and that Japanese business is welcome to invest in the United States, too, with SoftBank's announcement. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and I've seen interviews and anecdotal stories about, the survivors of Pearl Harbor and their sentiment. For the most part, I think people have been more than willing to forgive and move on, understand that was then, this is now kind of thing.
Right.
Although there are some that still hold resentment, you know, because they still feel the pain of those 2,000 plus, Navy military personnel that were killed on that fateful day.
It is a wonderful opportunity to, I mean, I did have a chance several years ago to visit Pearl Harbor and to meet with some of the vets who served. And I mean, it's amazing that here these guys at the end of their lives in their golden years are choose to spend their days reminiscing about what was, you know, probably the most horrific event in their lives and sharing that with people. Which is a great gift, I think, that they're able to do that. And of course, there are so very few who are left to do that. But fortunately, there are, you know, some still there and willing to share those experiences, and for which we, you know, I think definitely need to be grateful and remember that sacrifice.
Well, that whole area at Pearl Harbor, you have this sense of being on hallowed ground. And you're right. And I had a chance to visit with some of the survivors a few years back. Boy, it is rather profound. Even when you go out and you go out on the water, you know, to visit the memorial out there, it's just you just feel like you're on hallowed ground. I mean, and the respect that instantly takes over. I mean, people are very quiet and respectful.
Right. Well, of course, the Arizona took a direct direct hit to the magazine, blew up almost instantly, killing most of the crew. But, you know, some of the survivors, there were survivors of the Arizona who many years later, when they passed away, requested that their bodies be returned,
Exactly.
And they scuba divers bring them down and put them back with their shipmates from that morning 75 years ago.
Well, when you see that ceremony, when they do that, it is so touching, part of the December 7th is we honor those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. It did bring the United States, a reluctant United States, into World War II. A world that looks to our country for leadership. And it would seem, Christopher Kelly, that the world is looking to the United States for leadership. And will we answer the call, or do we have to be drawn into another war?
Right. And I do think there are lessons that we can learn from our experience 75 years ago. I mean, one clearly is, you know, don't underestimate your opponent, your enemy, on the basis of, you know, kind of racial stereotyping, which is, you know, kind of a classic mistake. And then we had kind of an echo of that, which reminds me, you know, just a year ago with the San Bernardino attack with terrorism, that what reminds me of the similarity is that the lesson of that is don't underestimate your opponent on the basis of gender either. I mean,
exactly.
That can be equally fatal too.
Right. Well, anymore, all options are on the table, and this is the modern era of warfare, and much different than ever. It has evolved to the point that where you have terrorist surprise attacks. I mean, that's been a traditional military tactic is surprise, and now we've got surprise terror attacks happening and investigations now in every state of the union, over 1,000 investigations,
right,
that the FBI is looking into.
Yes, you have the possibility of homegrown terrorism, that ISIS related, or where you have American citizens. I mean, you had the Ohio State incident that just happened with an American citizen, and so you have threats, and then of course you have cybersecurity war. I mean, the nature of invasions has changed fundamentally, and that you have the possibility of cyber attacks, and so instead of attacking battleships or fortifications, they're attacking checking accounts and credit scores. And company. I mean, Americans are vulnerable from multinationals who are worried about trying to do a merger with a company that can be torpedoed by a nation state, to on the very smallest level, church groups who have, if they've mistakenly maintained the credit card records of their donors, then they're vulnerable as well. So you have kind of this very wide area of vulnerability, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it seems that in retrospect, very little is spoken of in terms of America's reaction after Pearl Harbor and the rounding up of, Japanese American citizens, and putting them in camps, you talk about if we go from isolationism to overprotectionism. And, I think we're still processing that to this day. Christopher, what do you think?
That was the internment of the Japanese of American citizens. I mean, it's constitutionally it was highly questionable, and most of them, the vast majority, had nothing to do with espionage or anti-American activities. Of course.
Well, this is the tough thing in trying to cipher out this information and this the important information that we need to know as to the threats on our American life and our very country. Christopher Kelly, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. 29 minutes right now after the top of the hour.
Marilyn Butterfinn's holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia...
You put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
Merry Christmas!
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 Pacific, 9 to noon. That would be Eastern time. Welcome, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Michael Conley is with us. He's a constitutionalist attorney, U.S. Army veteran, executive director with the United States Justice Foundation. Michael Conley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to be talking to you again. It's been a long time, buddy.
It has been. Good to talk to you, Bill.
Well, let's take a look. I was reading your article that you wrote about 75 years ago, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. So much to understand even 75 years later as to what happened on that fateful day.
Well, exactly. I mean, it was an attack on a major fleet in the Pacific, our only fleet in the Pacific, which was devastating. It initiated our entry into World War II, and it brought America together. Mm-hmm. And it brought America together in a way that it hasn't been together since. And, millions of young Americans went off to fight in that war. 400,000 of them died. Over a million in total were casualties. And we won. We fought on two fronts. And exactly. As a historian and author of a book about World War II, about my father's unit, called Mortarmen, I see what these young men and women did. And it's incredible. And I wonder about whether or not we could do that again. It doesn't seem to be that situation, because right now we have young people, going and college students going in to their safe spaces and hiding with their teddy bears and their coloring books because they're so upset about the outcome of the election. Mm-hmm. And I can't see those same people going out and volunteering to fight for our country like millions of Americans did back after 1941. My dad's unit was a 4.2 mortar unit. They landed on the second wave of Utah Beach, and they were in combat for 326 straight days. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible story.
There's no safe space there.
no safe spaces there. Well, I posted recently on my Facebook page pictures of my two sons that are in the Army. They're safe spaces. Yeah. Two pictures are of my oldest son, who's done actually 94 months in combat zones since 9/11. He's done four tours in Afghanistan and two in Iraq. And he, you know, I posted pictures of him in an armored vehicle in Afghanistan. I posted another pictures of my son, who's a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, standing in front of his helicopter. That's their safe spaces.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they have. And there was an interesting picture on D-Day earlier this year, June 6th, I remember it's a D-Day, where they showed our soldiers landing in Normandy, coming out of their landing craft. And the caption was simply leaving safe spaces.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, exactly. Well, Michael, you know, as we realize today, I mean, the fulcrum has swung 180 degrees in the opposite direction, no doubt, comparing America of 1941, which gave us decisively the world's greatest generation versus what we have today. And I have maintained that part of what's contributed to that is that we have so few young kids participating in the military. You know, you're talking, what, less than 2% of the population, you know, serves our country in the military. And I think a lot is lost in that process. You know, if more were, you know, putting skin in the game, so to speak, you know, the issues of burning flags, people disrespecting the colors, whether it's at ball games, that will, you know, be more concerned about their hot dog than taking a moment to stand still and honor the flag. You know, I think it would change the sentiment and go a long way, not to mention the fact that we have people coming into the country that, you know, look at America and go, well, they're not even sure what we honor. So why should they care and respect, you know, what we honor when we're so, I don't know, so confused about it, I guess.
Well, exactly. And you look at what Obama's done with the Oath of Allegiance, that supposedly has to be taken by anyone in this country, an immigrant who is becoming a U.S. citizen. He had removed from that Oath of Allegiance the section that said that they would serve in the military to defend this country. They no longer have to swear to do that. And that's a pretty good indication of where certain people stand on this, particularly Obama and a lot of the Democrats out there. And also the news media, and particularly the schools. And in my article, I talk about this, the fact that our children are not being taught about World War II. The Common Core section on World War II that I read basically deals with things like the internment of Japanese Americans and so-called racism. And there was some, of course, in the military back then.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't talk about the battles. They don't talk about the heroes. They never mention the generals. And this has been going on for quite a while. About 15 years ago, when my youngest was still in high school, I looked at the high school history book, and there was 1.5 pages on World War II. That was it. There was two paragraphs about the Korean War. Kids right now don't know, and I scored some SATs for a while, SAT essays, and very few of them were on history, but some of them that were, our kids thought that we fought Spain or England in World War II. No, the history war. They knew that some of them actually wrote that World War II was started when we dropped atomic bombs on Japan, and they retaliated by attacking Pearl Harbor. And we've got kids in college out there that have no constitution. And that's why my little booklet on the Constitution has become so popular, because people are handing it out in schools, because our kids, they don't know about the Constitution. They don't know about the Bill of Rights. If they don't know what their rights are, they're not going to be aware they're losing them and not going to be able to defend them.
Exactly. So, how do you hold a position as an American citizen and not be aware of your Constitution, which is the whole basis of your citizenship?
Well, that's just it. You know, we have to teach our kids, and there has been an effort over the past years to dumb down our kids in schools, and to make them, subject them to political propaganda. And this has historically been done in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, is still being done in Cuba, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it now in our country. We don't want our children to know the truth. We don't want them to know about the Constitution. And as a result, we have what I call the wimpiest generation right now.
Mm.
And I've written another article with that title, because that's what we have. We have a generation that thinks they're entitled to hide from the truth. They're entitled to free college tuition. They're entitled to be taken care of by the government. And they don't have to put any skin in the game, like you said.
Mm.
And I think that's the wrong approach to take, and that's what's got us in a mess at this point.
Well, Michael, as you know, in living life, you've got to pay for that at some point. And this country is very vulnerable, and I refer to it as the grief-to-happiness ratio, and it is definitely out of whack. It is at extreme ends, and, you know, if America was to go to war, although some would argue that we are in World War III right now, we're just not participating or choose to ignore it and stick our head in the sand, and meanwhile, we're constantly under attack. And that's a discussion and an argument for another day. But my point being is, if you have these millennials thrown into a warlike situation, in order to get them measured up and prepared and activated, boy, we've got a lot of training and a lot of adjustments that have to be made in order to get them to this point, don't we?
Absolutely. And it's got to start at a young age. It's got to start in high school at the very latest, because they don't know what's going on. They aren't aware of what's happening. If they pay any attention to the news at all, they're getting distorted news for the most part. And it's something that's got to change in this country, or we're going to be in serious trouble.
Well, academia has not served our young people well. You could question that, and again, that's an argument for another day. Michael Connelly, thank you for fighting the good fight, for being a constitutionalist, for all the good work that you're doing with your organization. And again, we appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you again.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia...
You put half these people out of work. I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Getting lost in the holiday music here. Why not? For just a moment. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Mark Ward is back with us. Dr. Mark Ward, he got his PhD from Bob Jones University back in 2012. He now serves the body of Christ as a Logos Pro at Faith Life, writing weekly articles on Bible study at the Logos Talk blog, author of multiple high school Bible textbooks, including the story of the Old Testament and biblical worldview, creation, fall, redemption. Also, as you might recall, Mark and Tom Breeden were on with us a couple of weeks back, talking about can I smoke pot, marijuana, in light of Scripture. And Mark, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. And congratulations. The book is, being read, and it's challenging some thoughts out there, which is what you intended to do, right?
Yeah, that's right. We wanted to edify, and sometimes that means tearing down a little bit in order to build up. But most
sure.
of it, I think we're able to build up.
Well, exactly. Well, well done. Great job what you and Tom put together. We want to talk, we touched on this the first time we talked about, and that is my involvement with Logos Pro. And I say my involvement is that, you know, I was looking for a software Bible study program, that I could rely on and could help me along with my daily study and deeper study of Scripture. And I particularly like what Tim Keller had to say. And Tim is, I've been using one of his books on the study of, he and his wife put together on, the Book of Psalms. I mean, he, for 20 years, he had just exclusively owned, near exclusively, put a lot of focus on the Book of Psalms, and his devotional is very exciting, so it's been part of my daily reading. But Tim had this to say about Logos 7. He said, it is the most intuitive and complete Bible software out there. I respect Tim Keller, and I think that pretty sums up the power of what this software program is all about, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. And we've collected many endorsements, not merely because we have a powerful marketing department, but because we have really worked hard to serve the church. The mission of the company, Faith Life, that owns Logos, is to use technology to help the church to grow in light of the Bible. And Logos Bible Software is our premier software tool for doing that.
And I can tell you that initially when you get involved with it, it is power packed. And, Mark, I tell people, first of all, they ask me, so what do you recommend? I said, I've been using Logos now for Gosh, I want to say at least the last 10 years, if not longer, but at least the last 10 years. And when I first, when I first got involved with the software, I just couldn't believe how comprehensive it was and how intuitive and how easy it was to use. And I think even in this, at this point in my life, there's probably so much more, about it that I need to use. So I need to, come to one of your classes, I think.
Right. Actually, when you listed off my title, I'm a Logos Pro, and my team of pros at the company is the first team the company has had to provide extensive free training to all of our users, because there are a lot of complexities that come along with the software, because the bio has a lot of complexities, and we're providing tools, very powerful tools for examining and taking apart and putting back together your Bible. That is analyzing it, trying to understand how its pieces relate. And what I've often told people, however, is, don't be afraid. I don't have that great of an ability with cars, for example, but I'm still able to use mine to get from point A to point B. And I can check the oil, and I can observe when the antifreeze is low and replace it. I don't have to know as much as my mechanic does in order to use my car effectively. And even if you're using only 5 or 10% of what Logos does, that doesn't mean you've wasted your money. The fact is that I myself, typically on a regular day, use about 5 to 10% of what it does, focusing on reading and searching the Bible text and looking at my books.
Right.
And that's all you have to do with it. That's the power of Logos. Anybody at any level of Bible study can use it.
Yeah, and if you go to our website, by the way, I want to direct you there to BillMartinezLive.com. You'll see an ad on the right-hand side of the front page. It says Logos 7 is here. So there have been upgrades, and this 7 upgrade here, this new software that you have, tell us about that, because I know that everybody, when I heard about it, they were really excited with the upgrades and what you've done with Logos 7.
That's right. Logos 7 actually has a number of new features. One of the leading features is for any pastors that are in your audience, but I actually wonder if there are any teachers there who might be able to use it as well. It's called Sermon Editor, but it's merely a word processor built with a public speaker in mind, and it enables you to build a sermon or perhaps a lesson for Sunday school or maybe for your school classroom, and it will automatically add visual slides from the text that you produce. That's one of our major new features. Another one, and we're just always trying to improve, like the vacuum that my wife and I bought one time. The company said, we try to make every vacuum at least a little bit better than the previous one, and that's what we're always doing at Logos. So one of the other features that I really enjoy is a simple view for all my Bibles, where I can put them all in parallel columns to compare them. That's one of the things I do most often with Logos. I'm simply looking at the way different Bible translations in English typically translate a given passage. Those are some of the new features. If users are interested, if you've got some listeners who already have Logos 5 or Logos 6 and they're not sure they want to upgrade, they can go to not just logos.com, but logos.com/logos-pro to look at a bunch of short, punchy training videos, all of which include some kind of theological or exegetical payoff at the end, which will show them some of the new features of Logos 7.
Yeah, and if you want to, purchase, we have a special offer too at BillMartinezLive.com. Just click on the banner ad. Some special incentives designed for you, and especially in light of, the new year. This is always a time when we get New Year's resolutions, and, people have been saying, oh, yeah, this is going to be the year I read the Bible, from beginning to end, or I want to go and get involved in a deeper study. I mean, Logos, gives you that capability and helps you design a structure that fits, your lifestyle, your way of understanding and approaching the Bible. I mean, it is fantastic, and like I say, I highly recommend it. And Mark, I just cannot tell you, how much of a resource it has been in helping me understand the Bible, because I know a lot of people shy away from it because they go, it's hard to understand. But, the payoff, as you say, the benefit is when you invest your time and it's wisely invested, a bigger payoff comes with that investment, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, no miner ever found anything of real value without digging and digging. And it is true that way with the Bible. You know, Augustine, many centuries ago, said that the Bible has areas that are small enough for a child to wade in. So, yes, there is gold on the surface, but deep enough for an elephant to swim in. And Logos is here to help you find both, but really especially to give you tools to dig deeper and deeper. Marketers like to use that phrase, dig deeper, with whatever product they're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. It's got to be more and better. But all I can say is that with my own product, I was using it years before I ever worked at the company or knew I would. Mm-hmm. I worked there because I believed in it, and I've had the same experience you've had. It helped me uncover what the Bible says.
Right.
And it's not some sort of technological magic. We're using the work of real-life teachers. So Ephesians 4 says that God gave pastors and teachers to the church for various purposes, including making people stable in their doctrine and not blown back and forth by various winds. And so we make it easier than ever for Christians to access the work of teachers who have dug even deeper in the Bible text and spent their lives on it. Commentaries, journal articles, dictionaries, encyclopedias, and even visual resources. It's just chock full of that kind of good stuff.
And there's also support. You know, we talk, particularly about evangelicals and Christians and that. But I also want my Catholic friends to understand that Logos is there for them as well. Can you address the resources that are available for Catholics through Logos?
Yeah, there is a Catholic, division of the company. It's the same software, but selling books that focus on the Catholic market. And they can go to verbum.com to see all of the packages available there.
Mm-hmm. So, as I say, this is very comprehensive and is market suggested. And what I find myself doing, which is really profound, and this is kind of like the understatement, is that as you are studying and the Holy Spirit leads you to focus on a word, it's so easy, just follow the research and follow key words and expand on your understanding and appreciation and love for the Word of God. Isn't that what you found too, Mark?
That's right, Bill, and I hardly don't need to even be here. You're doing such a great job advertising.
we need you here, so I appreciate and we're going to do a series here, with Mark and have him back with us again, and we'll share some more anecdotal stories of people who have found Logos to be very powerful in their lives. And like I say, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the banner, and it'll take you to our landing page and give you a special discount just in time for the holidays and just in time for your New Year's resolution to get deeper.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.